At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with Norwegian. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome back to The First Team. I'm Joe DeLeon, and joining me is my good friend and NFL draft analyst, Ryan Roberts. Today, we're going to be doing our Washington Commanders 2024 NFL draft game plan. We're starting to ramp things back up on preparing you for the 2024 NFL draft. And if you're a Washington Commanders fan, you're picking at number two. And there is a lot that can be done to turn the tide under Dan Quinn for figuring out Washington's future. Now, Ryan.
Yes.
They hold currently, I had it pulled up a second ago, but I closed the tab. They currently hold the second overall pick, as well as pick number 36, pick number 40 in the second round. In the third round, they've picked 67, 78, 100, no fourth round picks. In the fifth round, pick 139 and 152, no sixth rounders, and then pick 222 in the seventh round.
That's good capital.
I want to touch base first.
It's good capital.
Yeah.
They have a lot.
Good early capital too, yeah, which is great. And I like that there's a lot of picks in the second and third round where there's going to be a lot of really potential future starters, yep, that they could get in either of those rounds. They were aggressive in free agency. They went and got some guys like Cleveland Farrell, Bobby Wagner. I really liked the Jeremy Chinn signing, Zach Ertz, Tyler Biadasz. Like a lot of guys that could be good, but necessarily maybe hasn't always really been consistent. Some former first round talents that haven't really panned out. After all that, what do you still see as some of their biggest needs besides the obvious of figuring out their starting quarterback situation?
I mean, obviously that's where the conversation starts, and we'll get into it with the second overall pick. But for me, it's the two biggest glaring needs on this offense for me, offensive line. I know that you went into free agency, you got Nick Allegretti, you got Tyler Biadasz to strengthen the interior of the offensive line. But obviously there was major question marks at offensive tackle, particularly left tackle, moving forward into 2024. And then secondary, Joe, is a little bit of a tough situation, man. They lost Cameron Curl in free agency. They lost Kendall Fuller in free agency as well, a very good corner. And I mean, right now they're starting secondary today. Emmanuel Forbes, who's a guy I like. I expect him to take a pretty good second year jump after struggling as a rookie. But then they have Benjamin St. Juice at one corner, who struggled in 2023. They're starting safeties as of today. Derek Forrest, Percy Butler, with Jeremy Chinn kind of being that hybrid between the third and the second level. So their secondary needs a whole lot of help. Today their offensive line starting left tackle would be Brayden Daniels out of Utah, who we talked about on the podcast. I actually liked Brayden Daniels is a developmental offensive lineman on day three, but I did not envision him potentially being a starting left tackle in the NFL, especially in his second year. So strengthening left tackle position, strengthening the secondary in general, outside of quarterback, I think those are a couple of the biggest needs for the Washington Commanders heading into 2024.
Yeah, I think the most glaring too is getting a quality outside corner, because like St. Juste has been fine. Emmanuel Forbes has not been very good. And like, I kind of wonder if, I know that was somebody that you invested a first round pick in and he was a rookie this past year, but having just a little bit of extra help is always good to have in that room. And with how much talent there is at the corner position this draft, it seems like it'd be smart to address that. Offensive line, some sort of a left or right tackle. If maybe Wiley bumps to left tackle, you take somebody that plays right tackle. I don't know if that's the best decision there, but it might be something to consider. Tight end, Zach Ertz is well over the, you know, the hump of what they're going to get out of him production wise. But outside of that, I mean, they've done an effective job of signing some veteran players at a number of these positions where the direction for them could be pretty good. Maybe not in year one under Dan Quinn, but in a couple of years down the line. What's going to be contingent on their early success is the quarterback that they pick.
Right.
Jaden Daniels or Drake May is the pretty much expected of the two. I'm taking JJ McCarthy out of the conversation. Caleb Williams is obviously not in the conversation because we on the pod think that he is a lock to go to the Bears. We're not going to pull any of that weird craziness that we keep seeing all over the place that, well, maybe the Bears keep Justin Fields or maybe they trade back. We're too far gone. But out of those two quarterbacks, who do you like the most? Who do you think makes the most sense specifically for, let me rephrase.
Yes.
Because I'm phrasing it wrong.
Okay.
Which of them specifically for the Commanders do you like the most?
It's a great question. I think first and foremost, quarterback is not the worst spot as far as a young quarterback fitting into a room, because I actually think the Commanders have a decent amount of weapons to work with. I mean, yes, they have a glaring need at left tackle, but if you just get a serviceable to good left tackle, then that offensive line is at least patchwork where it could be good enough. And then you obviously have Austin Ekeler at running back. You have Terry McLaurin. You have Jahan Dotson. You have a couple other guys that have experience in that wide receiver room as well, that I do believe that a quarterback can come in and can be serviceable early. Now, he's going to take his lumps because the Commanders are not going to be a great team in 2024, but I think it's good enough offensively where there can be a little bit of a solid transition. I think for me, Joe, it's, if you ask me structurally, with the weapons they have, with Terry McLaurin having big time speed, with Jahan Dotson being able to win at multiple levels, including vertically, who would I like? I think stylistically, Drake May actually makes the most sense for what's around him, right? But I think what the people are kind of deducing now, and I actually kind of agree with it, is that when you talk about what a Cliff Kingsbury quarterback looks like, I think it looks more like Jaden Daniels. I mean, you talk about what he had, obviously, going back to his Texas A&M days with Johnny Manziel. You talked, obviously, recently with Kyler Murray with the Arizona Cardinals. I know he had Patrick Mahomes with the Texas Tech Red Raiders. That is a very different type of player compared to the two that I just said. But for the most part, functionally, he is one of the guys that can win as a runner and can win outside of structure and can make plays with his feet consistently. And while I think Drake May can do those things as an extender, obviously Jaden Daniels is a more dynamic athlete than what Drake May is. So today, if you ask me, who do I like fitting with the supporting cast? I would say Drake May. But if you're asking me predictive, who do I think the Washington Commanders are going to value at number two? I actually think it's going to be Jaden Daniels. That's my pick for who's going to be the number two overall pick.
BetOnline remains your top spot for all of your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for 50% off your first deposit. That is a 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, where the game starts. I'm all in here on this being Jaden Daniels because of what you just talked about there with Cliff Kingsbury. And we don't know if the version of Kingsbury's offense is going to be exactly what it's been in the past. There's always going to be some sort of input from a head coach on how things are going to actually work. But with Jaden Daniels, his history of quarterbacks that he's worked with, he's coveted the ability to throw on the run, throw off platform, to improvise. And we know that Jaden Daniels is tremendously good at that. He would have a great supporting cast early on with Jahan Dotson and Terry McLaurin to be throwing to. I also think, though, and I don't like, this isn't really like a long-term outlook type of a decision, but of the two guys that we're talking about here, with their offensive line still being figured out, I feel like I'd feel a little bit better if I'm the Commanders while they're still trying to get a more well-rounded, bolstered group to have a guy who we know that can evade pressure. Now there is the double side of the conversation with Jaden Daniels, who is not the best at protecting his body because he's very aggressive and does not like to slide. Is this a good situation for him to go to? Right. Is he somebody who could get hurt early because the offensive line's not good and he makes, you know, a wrong decision to try and evade a tackle or power through a tackle instead of just sliding? That can obviously be brought up. But my big thing here is I think that because he can evade pressure and that because he's such a good athlete, that could be better for the Commanders in their outlook of saying, we're still building this roster. We'd rather have somebody who is going to be a little bit more of a playmaker in the first couple of years right. while we're still finishing out these final pieces because we can rely on his athleticism to help us.
It's a very nuanced conversation because, again, I think there's a lot of merit to if you're the Washington, I think if you're the Washington Commanders and you're Dan Quinn, Joe, like I think you have to look at this roster and be like, guys, we're not there yet, right? Like this is going to be a couple year of a rebuild. This is not going to be instantaneously from bad team in 2023 to playoff contention in 2024. Like I don't see that type of turnaround, even though they certainly went into free agency with that mindset, it seems like. But I think that if you look at the roster, like I would be very okay with them saying, you know, Drake May might take some lumps early on in his career, but when we get to Drake May's winning window, we're going to be in a winning window as well, right? Because he's a little bit of a younger quarterback. I think there's validity to that conversation. But ultimately, again, I just think it comes down to what does Cliff Kingsbury in this offense, because I don't think that Dan Quinn brought in Cliff Kingsbury to micromanage him. I don't believe that. Dan Quinn is a defensive-minded head coach, and I think he is going to let Cliff Kingsbury, who's a little bit of an ego to him, do his thing offensively and make his decisions. So I do think that he will have the say, the big say in what the quarterback is that he wants in his room. And I think that ultimately is going to be Jaden Daniels because of a lot of the same things you said, the ability to win outside of structure, the ability to win off platform. But I think that dynamic ability is also something that Washington Commanders fans who have been struggling the last couple of years as a fan base can get a little bit excited about.
Now I am juiced up at the thought of, for the Commanders, that they have the capital in the two rounds where they're going to be able to win tremendously. And this is a rare draft class where there's a lot of really good guys in rounds two and three that could go on to be great starters in the NFL. This is on the, we're not going to see a lot of draft classes like this that are built this way, that there are this many top 100 quality guys, some that could slide outside of the top 100 picks. Yep. As I mentioned, pick 36 and pick 40. That to me, those feel like two great opportunities for them to still pick one of the offensive linemen that's on the board, whether it's Kingsley Sowa-Mataia, whether it's Tyler Guyton, who might still be there. I know that they've got center figured out, so they're probably not going with a Zach Frazier. Right. But they also could end up getting someone like Cam Hart in that range. Maybe that's pick 67 in the third round. I love bringing up TJ Tampa in this pick range. I love the idea of them being able to, having those needs, and maybe this is why they didn't address it in free agency, looking at the draft and realizing that there's a lot of good talent at those position groups that they could address on day two.
Well, I'm interested first and foremost to see what kind of jump, because I think Emmanuel Forbes is going to take a nice jump, but you know who I actually think I could make a substantial jump compared to where they were in 2023 is Benjamin St. Juice, because that is kind of the style of corner that Dan Quinn has won with, right? The long zone heavy approach, decent ball skills on the back end, a guy that is much better with his eyes back towards the line of scrimmage than playing with his back to the football, right? And I think that Benjamin St. Juice could take a jump, but that is also to say is that if we are stockpiling the cornerback position, which should certainly be in the conversation here, I think that Cam Hart would be a great pick, right? Because he is 6'3", 33-inch arms. He's a little bit tight because he's a little bit of a high-cut dude. So in a cover three heavy system, which Dan Quinn has done a lot of, I know he's been a little bit more man-heavy the last year or so, but he still is traditionally a cover three heavy team, right? So that with that defensive scheme in mind, I think Cam Hart would make a lot of sense. I think TJ Tampa would make a lot of sense. And I really think that you will have an opportunity to get an offensive tackle early on day two, because we have talked about it. This offensive tackle class in 2024 is deep, man. Like, it is a super talented. I mean, you mentioned Kingsley Sumatea. That would be one guy that I would look at and be like, that's an ideal player potentially in that spot early in the second round, because although he might not give you the best version of himself in 2024, if we're talking about a developmental offensive tackle, a developmental left tackle on the next level, that's what it looks like. You know, 34 plus inch arms, really good athlete. So I think you have to stockpile offensive tackle, cornerback on day two. And those are a couple options that I think make a ton of sense, because those are I think at corner, that is stylistically what Dan Quinn believes in. And then the volume of how many good offensive tackle prospects there are in 2024, that could really bode well for them finding a guy early day two that could potentially develop into that guy down the road.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Man, it's kind of interesting to like really talk about a team specifically like the Commanders, because like they have so many options available to them because they have five day two picks. Like that is absurd how many day two picks that they have. They could take a second quarterback if they wanted to. I'm obviously joking that they're not going to do that, but they could take any of these positions that they don't really deem as a need because they're in this spot with all this day two capital.
Yeah. Well, I would say this too, Joe, is that there's a couple positions that I don't think are ones that you have to put, you don't have to stretch yourself. You don't have to force, right? Like defensive line for the Commanders this year, like you have still have Jonathan Allen, you still have De'Ron Payne, you still have, you know, depth in the interior. You got a couple defensive ends in free agency. I don't think you need to force that one as early as, but I thought you once did have to. And then linebackers, like you have, I mean, you signed Frankie Louvu, you signed Bobby Wagner, you still have Jamin Davis. Like you have linebackers for days. Another position though, you know, kind of talking about the back end is talking about cornerback. Safety is a spot too, where I look at it and say like, that could be I mean, cause we know that Cam Kitchens, I think, is a really good football player in Miami. He tested terribly at the draft. So is he a guy that slides a little bit into the second round where you say like, hey, let's go up and get our free safety. You know, he might be a little bit of an outlier from a testing perspective, but he can still play. Maybe a Tyler Newbin's there on day two somewhere. Like, there's a bunch of safeties, I think, in this class as well on day two, because I don't think it's a great safety class if you're trying to find someone in the late first round. I just don't see a guy in that range. But a couple guys on day two that I think would be interesting, like a Newbin, like a Cam Kitchens. And honestly, here's a take. I think the Washington Commanders can turn this thing around pretty quickly, just overall looking at this, because where their draft capital is in this draft, you are in spots where the positions of need of high to address quickly are within your realm of being able to capture that. So if you hit on quarterback with that second overall pick, I think Dan Quinn and his team could get this turned around relatively quickly over the next couple of years, because I think that they have the ability to acquire a lot of talent in a short amount of time, obviously starting with the 2024 NFL draft after free agency finishes up.
Yeah, if I were to pick a team that could be the Houston Texans this year, that you take a quarterback that plays well because he's got some good, strong young receivers that were missing somebody to actually get them the football, and defensive pieces that are almost feels like you've got like a collection of misfits, sounds very demeaning, but you've got a collection of misfits that you're bringing together that are could all cohesively work really well.
Yep.
Because Dan Quinn is a brilliant defensive coordinator. Yep. There is a lot of potential for those five picks that they have on day two to get multiple important rotational players. Like, that's where this gets really important. You get rotational. Maybe there's an edge rusher that, like a Chop Robinson, could be somebody who would be interesting that could fit this type of a scheme, who I love more as a rotational guy, or his teammate Isaac. You go and get those types of guys that
Austin
you don't
Booker,
need to
Kansas
worry about.
Would be a guy that I would like a lot for them as well. Yep.
Austin Booker's another really good name to bring up. There's a lot of potential for a guy like Dan Quinn, who we know likes to have depth on his defenses, to go and aggressively attack that they could end up sneaking into the wild card in 2024. I think it's very plausible, especially when we consider a lot of things that are up in the air with the NFC East, and they're definitely in a better position than what the New York Giants are in right now.
No doubt about that. I mean, because I just think of it this way. Coming into the draft, your biggest needs defensively are defensive back or offensive tackle, and are obviously quarterback. And you're going to be in a position to get your guy at number two. And then if you do a good job and your scouting staff is up to par and you find the guys that fit you best from a just feel perspective, you have the chance to hit on offensive tackle and corner in this class, because those are two of the stronger position groups, both from a top heavy perspective and from a depth perspective in the 2024 NFL draft. So yes, I think that this is a team that I'm not going to necessarily predict to make a playoff run in 2024, but would I be shocked if they went 8-9 in 2024, showed a lot of improvement, and then they're setting the table to now be that team in 2025 to make a legitimate playoff run? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility at all. I think they have that type of upside with them. It's just going to ultimately come down to hitting on your draft picks this year, because they are a team that still has holes, but those holes are spots that I think that they can find a lot of value in this particular draft. Mm.
We'll see what the Washington Commanders do. They are in a position to completely turn around the direction of their franchise. At Joe DeLeon, at Rising Draft. Wow. Very end of the show. We did so good on not having any voice issues. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Drop a comment below. Let us know what you think of our thoughts on who they should be picking in the 2024 NFL Draft. We'll be back with more. Enjoy the rest of your week. All right.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt Collection at Ashley, in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.